In this bulletin, an Australian man found guilty of murder released from an immigration centre in Bulgaria. The UN calls for an independent investigation into the killing of Kurds in Syria. And the president of the Bulgarian Football Union resigns over racist abuse from fans towards black English players. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Bulgaria has reportedly released Australian man Jock Palfreyman after serving 11 years of his sentence for murder. Some protesters have expressed anger over the 32-year-old's parole, but Jock Palfreyman argues he acted in self-defence. He was found guilty of murder and attempted murder over the stabbing of two Bulgarian youths in 2007. Turkish authorities are reporting 18 deaths following the rise of conflict involving Kurdish fighters, as the United Nations pushes for an independent investigation. Humanitarian officials have described the security situation in northeast Syria as volatile, with reports of airstrikes, deaths and ground attacks. Turkish forces capitalised on last week's abrupt US departure from northern Syria by launching a military action against their longtime Kurdish rivals. Rupert Colville from the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says killings of Kurdish captives have been shared on social media.
The worst incident we are aware of so far, which we're still seeking to fully verify, is a report that at least four civilians, including two journalists, were killed and tens of others injured when a convoy of vehicles was hit by a Turkish airstrike.
Japanese authorities are still trying to determine the extent of the damage after Typhoon Hagibis tore through the country. At least 74 people have now been confirmed dead. Emergency crews have been trying to locate those who remain missing. Resident Taruko Hirayama says the impact has been worse than she expected.
It's said that disaster strikes when you least expect it, and this is indeed true. I cannot believe it. I'm shocked. I don't know if we can recover from this.
Unemployed job seekers who already face barriers to entering the workforce are competing against at least five other applicants for every low-skilled vacant job in Australia. A further 1.16 million people are underemployed and looking for more hours or full-time jobs. Anglicare's jobs availability snapshot shows workers without qualifications or work experience and facing other barriers are struggling the most as they try to get into the workforce. The organisation's Casey Chambers says the system is failing those who need the most help to find work, such as people living with disabilities.
They are not the jobs for the number of people that need them. But at the same time, we've got governments and leaders and media that are pushing to say that we must punish people into getting a job. We've got a regime that's breaching people off their Centrelink benefits.
The Scottish National Party leader says British leader Boris Johnson doesn't care about his Brexit policy, causing disastrous human consequences. The party has declared that Britain's decision to leave the EU means the question of Scotland's independence should be revisited. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says the UK has broken a political system and it's imposing policies against Scotland's will. After Scotland rejected independence in the 2014 referendum, Ms Sturgeon says she will be requesting another one to be held next year.
And I can confirm today that before the end of this year, I will demand the transfer of power that puts the legality of that referendum beyond any doubt.
And to sport, the Bulgarian Football Union's president, Borislav Mihailov, has quit after racist abuse from Bulgarian fans towards English players during their Euro 2020 qualifier. The country's Prime Minister, Boyko Borisov, called for the former goalkeeper to step down after Monday's match was temporarily halted to tackle abuse from the crowd. The announcement came only a couple of hours after a spokesman said Mr. Mihailov would not resign because the state had no right to interfere in football. Racist abuse cast a blight over the match at Vasilevsky National Stadium as the game was twice interrupted by the referee after monkey noises and chants from the crowd were aimed at black English players. And Australia has cruised to a 7-1 win over Chinese Taipei in the FIFA World Cup qualifying. The win keeps Australia comfortably on top of Group B, with three wins in as many matches ahead of November's clash with Jordan in Amman. And now a look at the weather. In Perth, mostly sunny 22. Adelaide, rain easing 18. Melbourne also rain 18, Hobart showers increasing 16, Canberra shower 223, Wollongong shower 2 developing 23, Sydney partly cloudy 25, Newcastle much the same 29, Brisbane cloud clearing 29, Cairns mostly sunny 31, and Darwin sunny 33. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.